a few moments this morning, there is a word from the Lord. As you have heard the reading from Luke, the 26th, the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 29, I'd ask for you all to meditate with me and for me, and pray with me and pray for me as we meditate on the theme, when all seems lost, turn to Jesus. Let's pray. Father, again, I stand before you. As an individual before you, Father, a full fountain, asking you once again for you to fill this pitcher. Asking again, Father, that you would overflow this pitcher. That the words that are spoken this morning, that they would find their way out to your children whom you've given ears to hear. That this message would find its way out into those you've given a heart to receive. Father, that these words and this message would find their way out to those whom you've given a will to do. So now, Father, we ask again to touch these lips, that you would be heard, and to hide this body, that you would be seen. Now is the time that you would have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As I'm sure that you all are familiar with this passage of text, this is one of the good ones in which we can see Jesus at work. As he gets off the boat, he has already begun working with someone who has many, many demons within. We all struggle at times, don't we? We struggle with the right thing, the wrong thing. We struggle with choices that we make. And those choices that we make, we have to deal with the consequences, whether they're good or bad. And again, good and bad are perceived because whether it's good or bad, something is learned from your actions, from the response of the actions you give, from the response of the choices you make. Something is learned. And at this point, when we look at this passage of text, as Jesus is sailing to Gennesaret, which is across the lake from Galilee, he gets off and he is greeted by a man that has many demons in it. These demons have been throwing this man around, have been having their way with him for a period of time, and it says to the point where he sits in the graves, naked, shouting, screaming. Some of y'all might call it Tourette's syndrome. Some of you all might call it something else. But this guy is not under his own control. He is under the control of many. Kind of how we are in life. There are so many things that control us. The desire for wealth. The desire for status. The desire to look good. The desire for any and everything that social media puts out there. I think this would be more for the young people, because the young people are going through it, trying to live a life that is pleasing to the world and not to God. But this guy was controlled by all of these different demons, having him do different things, say different things. He was not his own. But it says as Jesus was making his way to him, he was already commanding the demons to come out of him. And you find that these demons were not happy, but they asked Jesus not to send them back to the abyss. Don't send me away. Give me an opportunity. Move me from him. And as they looked around for a place that they thought was safe, they found a herd of pigs that was feeding on the hillside. Instead of putting us in the dark, move us into the pigs. I was like, all right, be gone. And the pigs went the demons went into the pigs, and it says immediately the pigs began to stampede, and they went over the cliff and fell into the lake and drowned. After after that, it says that the man was healed. Those that saw what happened, they left. They ran off and told everybody in the city what had transpired. And you know, when you hear news, what happens? Folks come running. Everybody came to see what happened, and they saw the man who was not of himself sitting at Jesus' feet. Not just sitting, but he was in his right mind and he was clothed. It says at that point, others who had lost the pigs went running in. The man that was sitting there asked Jesus if he could stay with him. You see, when all was seen lost with this gentleman, even the demons that was in him, they knew where to turn. He knew who to turn to. When you're going through something, who do you call? Who do you look for? Most of us, when we're in times of trouble, we call our mothers, we call our fathers, we call our brothers and sisters. We call family first, right? And if we have no family, we call our neighbor, we call our friend, we call anybody, and Jesus is the last one on the list. I can imagine this man had tried everything, and it says it was so bad for this guy that he was under guard, under lock and key. He was shackled and chained to spaces and places in the tombs, and even that didn't help him. It wasn't until he came to Jesus, looking for assistance, looking for help, looking to be set free, that his suffering and pain vanished. So I'm here to let you know this morning, my brothers and sisters, that in your time of trouble, in times of deepest woe, when all seems lost, your mama can't help you. Your father can't help you. Aunts and uncles, cousins, brothers and sisters, none of those can help you like Jesus. Amen. You might live in a good neighborhood where everybody knows one another, where everybody has a key to your house and they look for you and look out for you, but no one can do you as good as Jesus. I like how Luke ended this. The man from whom the demons had gone begged Jesus to come along and to be one of his disciples. See, after you've had that cleansing, after things have gone right, it's only right that you turn to Jesus and you want to walk with him. But Jesus was like, no, there's still something I need you to do. He says, return home and tell the story of what God has done for you. See, it's not good enough that you turn to Jesus and you receive your blessing. But you need to share what God has done for you. See, Christ made one disciple in that cleansing, that healing, that removing of the demon, but there was more work to be done. That disciple needs to go out and make another. Amen. So if God has done something for you this morning, if he's done anything for you in your living, you need to go out and tell somebody. Amen. It's not good enough to keep it to yourself. You can't make the disciple on your own, but if you tell your story and let them see what God has done for you, a disciple will be made. So this morning, when all seems lost, regardless of what you're going through, turn to Jesus. It's the word of God for the people of God this morning.